Amazon Fraud Detection Department. How can I help you?
Yeah, I had a message that there's something going on with my Amazon account. I had to call. So that's what I'm doing.
All right. Can you please identify yourself with your first and your last name?
Yeah, first name is Rodney, R-O-D-N-E-Y. Last name is Dangerfield, D-A-N-G-E-R-F-I-E-L-D.
Can you go slowly, sir?
Okay. Which part did you miss?
Your last name.
Yeah, it's Dangerfield, D-A-N-G-E-R-F-I-E-L-D.
All right, and can you please verify me your current residing address?
Oh, sir, I don't like to give out my address, especially to someone I called that I don't know exactly what's going on. Can you tell me what's going on with my Amazon account?
In order to go ahead and find your file in my system, I need your first and your last name and your current residing address so I can match it with your name and pull out the perfect file for you.
Well, last time I had an issue with my Amazon, I just gave them my name and my email address, and they were able to locate it.
If you're not comfortable to provide me that information, not a problem, sir. I'm not able to help you out in this situation. You can simply hang up the line if you don't want.
Well, I would just call my bank credit card company and put a freeze on everything that's got to do with Amazon. Then, if you're not going to help me out. I mean, every other time I've called Amazon with any issue, I've just provided them my name and my email address, and they were able to pull my account right up.
But right now, I'm not able to pull out your file. That's why I'm asking you for your current residing address.
But you haven't even asked for my email address. That's why I'm a little suspicious. What's going on here?